And the Children's Commissioner says the government needs to take bold action on discrimination, incomes and housing in next week's budget to improve the lives of Māori, Pacific and disabled children. Judge Andrew Beecroft says the child wellbeing report that was released today shows life for some children is stark, and he joins me now. Tēnā koe, Andrew.
Tēnā koe. Good evening.
Good evening. The Child Poverty Action Group says children are being made to suffer unnecessarily, and it showed that one in five children are living in households where food can run out. That's not good.
No, it isn't good. And I think for a long time, probably 30 years, we've tolerated child poverty. I think it's impacted now on the national psyche or consciousness, as it were, but we don't need to accept it as being normative. We don't have to have it wired into our economy that there'd always be a number of children doing it tough. That shouldn't be the case. I mean, we've done really well for the elderly. We're one of the best places in the world to be elderly, and we should keep that going, but we could do it for children too if we wanted to. It's a matter of choice now. We're not the best place in the world to be a child. That's our ambition, but we're not there yet. And I think you're right. The news overall, it's no worse, but it's certainly not improving as we want it to.
Bold action, what do you mean by that? Is just money going to solve it?
It's a jolly good start, you know. We slashed benefits back in 1991. We've never made them up, relatively. I think everyone knows that benefits have to be increased. The government's own advisory group made that clear. A lot of money involved, 20 to 40%, but that would be probably now the single biggest thing we could do. We've linked wages to the or wage growth to benefits. That's great. We've got child poverty reduction targets. That's great. We've got a child and youth wellbeing strategy. That's great. We've got a number of payments that have already been increased. That's great. But we've got to keep doing it. It's got to be continuous and consistent. I mean, in one sense, what's happened, we wouldn't have dreamed about 3 years ago this much being done by a government. But they've laid the foundations. And what I mean by being big and bold is starting with incomes. That's where it starts. And we have to take action on that.
What would you like to see when you say it starts with incomes? Living wage?
Yep. And also increase in benefits. We know it's 20 to 40% depending on the benefit. Now, I'd love to see $50 to $100 per week increases. It's a big spend, and I know that we're running deficits. We had had surpluses for a long time. We've got money to spend. We spend it on so-called shovel-ready projects. It'd be great if some of that money could be spent on child-focused, child-ready projects. We could have free medical care to age 18. I guess it's fair to say, too, the child poverty-related indicators, they're not the key measures. They are, as it were, the canary in the mine. They ought to be increasing. Health, education, housing, food, those should be improving as child poverty comes down. So they're a very good measure. And at the moment, no worse, some slight progress, but we want to see much, much more.
Take, for example, the issue of unaffordable housing. That's something that doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon, and there doesn't seem to be any solution to it from the government perspective.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, save for this. It is fair to say we can't magic up houses tomorrow. It seems like a capital gains tax is off the table. We could look at control of rents. That's a pretty blunt thing to say, but that's a lever that's within the power of the government, and I think we need to look at that. Otherwise, it's hard to see how there is immediate relief. I think a rent control situation to look at not increasing rents, I think for those particularly who are spending 30 to 50% of their income on rental costs, that'd be a big step forward.
Bold action by next week, though?
Well, I guess all of us want to see, well, we know there's the plan to halve child poverty in 10 years. What I'd love to see is the government say, this is how we're going to do it, year by year by year. We're going to do this much each year. That would get us there. I think that would reassure a lot of us. Then the debate would be about the speed of the change. At the moment, we just don't know. Each budget, we're thinking, is it going to be bold this year? What's going to happen? I mean, we're sort of holding our breath. If only we could know, I think, in advance and see the steps that the government planned, that would be, I think, a very good step forward. At the moment, we're sort of hostage to what's going to happen each year. We're anxious. I mean, it is bold change that's needed. It can't be one-offs. We need a commitment every year, every budget year, we're going to be doing this. And that's what I'd love to see.
Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Thank you, Karen.
That's the Children's Commissioner, Judge Andrew Beecroft.